There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital?
Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the General Hospital recap for May 15th through 19th. I really hope that they do take the suggestion of let's cut down to a 4-day week and maybe have Friday be a rerun of some sort so that we keep these, what has already been recorded.
Yes.
So this writer strike doesn't affect us too much.
I agree.
We have decided, though, that we are going to watch Night Shift Season 2 if anything happens, that we run out of episodes.
Finally.
It'll be like, well, there might have been a reason. That's what we watched during COVID when lockdown happened. So now we will watch Night Shift Season 2 if this happens.
Okay.
If this happens. I think we should just say right now, and I feel like our fans know this, so we don't talk about anything negative that's being discussed about people on the show. We obviously want the best for people who are part of the show.
Exactly.
And that is all that we talk about. And we'll say we will celebrate the heck out of when they get married and have babies. And Finola Hughes was at a graduation because she was a professor for USC. Why are we not in college again?
Right.
Like, why are we not in this class?
Can we take it virtually? Because I'm signing up if so.
I will fly out. No, I can't.
Every week you're going to fly out for class?
Every, because I have that much time to spare.
And that much money for airfare?
That too.
Sure.
That too. Well, I don't know. I have miles now.
Oh, okay.
But yeah,
right.
I feel
we're
like
not talking about the negative. Anything that's going on in their real lives is their personal business. We wish them all the best. And that's all there is to say.
Yeah. Which I see a lot of other social media platforms and other, I guess, are we like personalities?
Sure.
I don't know. Sure. You know where I'm going. A lot of them are holding the same stance. So it's just be respectful. I don't think a single one of us would want our worst moment advertised the way that celebrities have it done. Every single one of us in the world has done something
that we would not want plastered all over social media.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. So do we have any happy pipelines?
Ish. So if you listened to our Alexis and Sam history recap, we talked a lot about what would prevent someone from being able to donate bone marrow. And we talked about the fact that I thought our friend would know the answer to it, and you did not. She did.
Wait. I'm going to clarify this because I had the conversation with her about this. She said that most medical professionals that are EMTs would not know this information.
I was talking about her.
She knew it because she held a job that I did not know that she had held.
I forgot that she did. She actually did. She used to work with stem cell and bone marrow donations. However, I also know her interest in that field. Even if she hadn't done that, I feel like that's something that she would know.
Okay. We can agree.
That's just,
we can agree to disagree.
Because there's a lot of things I don't have a degree in and I never actively worked in, but I have a great interest in and I just know a lot about it.
Okay.
I feel like that's something she would just know. But anyway, so the worst part is that she never knows, am I watching true crime or General Hospital?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it real? Well, I guess real life is true crime, but it was funny. Well, it wasn't funny. Before the whole Murdoch murders became like a more talked about thing, like mm-hmm. I knew about it years ago.
Right.
And I remember texting her one day saying, isn't it true that shoes fly off if someone is hit by a car? And she's like, yes. And I said, okay. Well, then she watched the Netflix documentary and she and I were talking about it. And I was like, that's why I text you. And she remembered exactly when I text her because it was over a year ago.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, that's why I text you. But they left out that entire part of the Netflix series. That's a whole other thing. So I text her a random question. Do you know basic information? And I said basic information.
Go ahead.
Basic information about organ donation transport. Yes. And I said, so if someone was on their way to the hospital to donate bone marrow, what would prevent them from still being able to harvest the bone marrow for donation? And I rewrote that so many different times that I left out a very important part.
If they got killed on the way there.
Yes. Yes. And that's when she said that she used to. So, but part of the answer was any sort of sickness, even a head cold, a fever, labs being a bit off, autoimmune disorders, asthma, medications. So that was Liesl, had to come off of her medications.
Right.
Immunizations. I could go on and on. And I said, oh, I forgot the incident supposedly prevents them from donating is dying in a car accident on their way to donate. They'd already been approved and they were on their way to do it.
Yes.
And then she asked, did they die immediately or get transported to the hospital? And this is when I was like, oh, shoot. I forgot to say, this is a general hospital question, not a real life. And were there any traumatic injuries? And I said, oh, yeah, it happened on GH. I don't think, and I didn't really think that a traumatic injury would stop someone from donating. So we got a twofer answer on this
one.
Just throwing it out. Did she read this to you?
No, but she let me know that she contributed to the podcast.
And she said they would have to be registered as an organ donor. We are getting a three-part answer here because mm-hmm. we are also saving lives with this. And this is why I am actually reading my text verbatim for all of you. They would also have to be registered as an organ donor if they were planning to donate bone marrow after they died, because bone marrow is good for up to 4 days after someone passes, but it all depends on what's in their system and how they died. So I then said, so if someone was murdered by a hook that was dipped in poisonous venom, they would not have been able to donate either. Two different storylines years apart, but I figured that it was the poison that would have prevented it.
Mm-hmm.
She had responded about the they had to be an organ donor. And I said, oh, so even if they were willing to before they died, if they were not registered as a donor, they wouldn't be able to after death.
Right, because you have to sign a release,
right.
She said.
And she said, well, the hook is because you now have an unsanitary foreign object within your bloodstream. So the hook in and of itself mm-hmm. prevented, regardless of the venom, but then obviously the venom.
Getting in the bloodstream, yep.
Yep. And then I told her that we weren't bothering her on Mother's Day, but I was editing. And so I started asking her all the questions. And then she answered about the, if you were not an organ donor, but when you were alive, you wanted to be a bone marrow donor. She said, correct. Because even though you sign a million papers before saying you're willing to donate bone marrow, you then have to sign again right before the procedure. And she appreciated that we didn't bother her on Mother's Day. But I thought that, okay, so one, Britt could not have donated either because of the hook.
Right.
It,
and probably meds. She was probably on some type of meds.
Quite possible. Oh, yeah, because of the...
That she couldn't have stopped taking, yeah.
Right. But also, I guess it's reasonable for us to assume that perhaps the original donor for Christina perhaps was not an organ donor, so that's why
mm-hmm.
that person, or if there was a metal, like if they died in the car accident and were
impaled by something.
As, yeah, mm-hmm. like that's same thing as Britt. But also, if you are not an organ donor, and we're not telling you to do one way or another, but like if you have certain beliefs, like you want to be able to donate bone marrow as being an alive person, but you're not an organ donor, like they can't do that after you pass.
Right.
So look into that. That I think was the thing that shocked me the most.
Right. Once you've already signed 30 papers, like really the technicality that now I can't sign one last time because I'm dead. Not fair.
Right. But so yeah.
There's your medical lesson for the week.
Right. But also check your paperwork. There you go. Make sure your paperwork's all up to date. But also I'm wondering with the cut on Liesl's head, thank goodness, first of all, she wasn't shot.
Right.
Because that would have absolutely, but with the cut on her head, let's hope that that doesn't prevent anything.
They probably,
but she already did it, right?
They probably, I mean, I'm sure they ran her blood through one more time to make sure it wasn't contaminated with anything. So just a bump on the head, a scratch, if nothing foreign got into it, then she's good to go.
So that's my interesting fact. Well, no, that's not my only interesting fact for the week. The PA for the Home and Heart show.
Yes.
Was Jeannie Francis's daughter, yes. Eliza.
I knew that. And so I was watching her obviously more carefully. But at that moment, whenever Lucy like yelled at her, I was like, oh, I wonder if she...
Jeannie's getting Mama like, Bear backstage.
Right. Like I'm sure she's grown up, you know, backstage with all of them and stuff. Oh! So I wonder what her reaction was to be like, oh, Lucy's going to yell at me and get in my face.
See, I thought she was doing a great job holding her own. And then I didn't go back and watch after I found out. So,
oh, okay. Yep.
I'll have to rewatch that with different eyes now.
She still did a great job. I just thought.
Yeah.
Like whenever they did, you know, did their break, if she was like, okay, stop yelling at me now kind of thing.
But that was my first thought. Cause I'm like, this poor girl is having like a 1 day contract. And they're like, hey, do you just want to have a headset on General Hospital? And then you're getting yelled at by Lynn Herring.
Right.
Like, how's, and Morgan Fairchild.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on.
That's the day.
Pretty intense. But then to find out, you know, it's a legend's daughter.
Yeah.
Perhaps mom gave her some notes.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
No, like, it was
her Lucy naked, like you've seen half the time at the nurse's ball. So. Yes. So, Hulu headlines?
Sure.
Monday, Dex's news leaves Jocelyn shaken.
Blah.
Does it, though? Does it? Tuesday, Nina arrives at Carly's.
Thank you. Yes, she did.
That was an action that took place. On Wednesday, Robert does some digging.
Yeah, that also happened.
On Thursday, Jordan offers congratulations.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And on Friday, Taggart advises Portia.
Sure.
I like that one.
I mean, that was true enough.
So where do you want to get started?
I'm just getting started with what like got me, because again, I don't like Nina, and we all know this. She's talking to Drew.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, yes, I understand, blah, 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 blah. And then she's like, I'm not going to go into her room or anything. Well, duh, you're not going into her room. She's in isolation. No one's going into her room.
Right.
So thanks for stating the obvious.
You're not allowed to. I'm not entirely sure that would. Okay, so I am just going to say real quick after like really thinking about it at some point, I know that Nina's had her own mental health issues, but I'm actually kind of impressed because every single one of her children, like the story of her children, is so messed up. Like she had babies ripped from her while she was in a coma.
Mm-hmm.
One was a complete sociopath.
Mm-hmm.
And the other wound up being given to people who kept her in a cult.
Yeah,
like, that's but hard
again
to process.
Nina's but, like, we should not see thinking her. About any of that. She's still in the me, me, me.
Yeah, I guess I was like, oh my gosh, I would be like in therapy every single day, like such mom guilt over that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we forget to mention that Willow was also assaulted by Shiloh. So I mean, that's something that
I'm glad that they're not focusing on mom guilt with that, because that would annoy me also, because moms have enough guilt about stuff that they can't control.
And she wasn't in control at all over that.
Exactly. She was in a coma. It's not like they were getting divorced and she was like, okay, we're not going to raise these babies how I had imagined, so I'm going to give them up to adoption and just like hand them off to these people. It was 100% out of her control, and her mom made sure that she picked the like craziest people to raise them so that there was no way it would get traced back that they were actually Nina's kids.
Like shady underground people that would like try to stay off the grid as much as possible. Yeah.
Right. So yeah. I'm glad that she isn't focusing on that, but it would be nice if she said, through no fault of my own, these things happened. And so maybe I need to not press Willow into having a relationship until she's ready, because she's overcome all this other stuff and is now dealing with a life-threatening illness.
But the thing that also got me thinking more about that was when Sasha was talking to her about, remember when you thought that I was your daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that messed her up pretty good, too.
Yeah.
So even though Sasha wound up not being her daughter, she still thought that she was.
Right.
I mean, that's three pretty darn tragic stories around
Nina
being a parent.
All kinds of reasons to be crazy and to need help dealing with her mental health. Crazy is the wrong word, but you guys all know what I mean. She has every reason to need to talk to someone. She should go see a therapist and deal with her feelings instead of just stomping around town yelling at other people about how now she's sorry and she's changed and they need to help her. Because then she goes to Carly.
I was going
to
say,
Carly invited her over. Let's finish the conversation we were going to have. And she jumps right into, I want this and I need this and blah, blah, blah. And Carly even says to her in a pretty nice way, considering it's Carly.
She did.
Like, listen, back up. Take a step back. You need to realize that although you're ready for a relationship, Willow is not, because it is not a repairing your relationship. You never had a relationship. It would be a fresh start. And she's like, oh, okay, yeah, yeah, I understand. So can you arrange a phone call and a book?
And Carly said, I'm not going to stand in your way, but I'm also not going to make Willow do it.
Right.
But she did call Nina out on, everything you're saying is how it benefits you, not what you want for Willow.
Exactly.
Which is exactly what you've said for quite some time. Yep. She did apologize to Carly. Again, I understand, because Carly doesn't know the whole story of everything. And then Nina's mumbling under her breath as she's leaving.
Exactly. Good luck.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like, come on. That's an apology is not an apology if you turn around and do the same thing.
Right.
Oh, it makes me mad. But like, I liked that Sasha went to her, and I guess we don't have to like go down that whole thing yet. But the conversation with her and Sasha on Friday was nice. And Sasha's like, I wish that I had had a mother like you. So, because Sasha has her own stuff that she just doesn't talk about. So she had a reason why she was okay with pretending to be Nina's, and it wasn't all financial.
No. No, they really formed a bond, and I'm glad that they have continued their bond. And I think it was nice that Sasha said to Nina, I hope that Willow gets the chance to see the other side of you. I think that she's missing out. And I'm not against all that. If she could treat Willow the way that she treats Sasha,
yes,
unentitled. She doesn't tell Sasha, I expect this, this, and this for you. She's truly sorry for her losses and happy for her achievements. And that's the way she needs to come at Willow.
Yes. Well, maybe Sasha will be able to guide her in that.
I hope so.
Because also, Willow has been very respectful of Sasha's relationship with Nina. Because I think she said something one time and she's like, I'm not going to say anything because I know.
Right. We have a different relationship with her.
And Sasha was like, it's okay. I understand. It's not your ideal situation. And they just left it at that.
Right.
So that's good.
Yep. And then my next note, which they ended up handling, but like I took notes as I was watching, says, can't Michael or Carly negotiate for Dex to be safe? I don't understand why Michael didn't say that. So then he goes to Sunny and he says, hey, we need to have a truce. Like, I'm not saying we're going to be BFFs, but we need to still stick together to a degree because of all these kids and siblings and whatever. And he never admits, oh, okay, by the way, I have some information on you, and I had Dex working for both of us, so I need you to let Dex out without punishment and move forward.
Michael wants to be able to have Dex in his back pocket in case it comes down to it, and I think that's truly it. I don't think...
But it's not fair.
It's not. I agree.
I feel
he's playing with somebody else's life.
Right. And
but then Joss is all, I'll go with you. And he's like, what? And be a waitress named Trixie until you get tired of it? And
yeah.
No, she wouldn't. She wouldn't.
I think she'd go.
He was 1,000% right. Exactly. And that's he's like, no, you would not last. And I was so happy that he got mad at her on Friday for going to Sunny. And then he just turns around and kisses her. That was, no.
I was happy that when they were talking about their feelings, that they didn't start throwing love around. Because I was like, seriously, you guys have dated for like a minute. Please stop.
But he, I don't know. I'm not a fan of that kiss at the end. It was, no, you guys, you should still be mad at her. They didn't resolve anything. And then he went straight for physical.
So but that's what they do.
Right.
That's been our complaint with them from the very beginning. But I also feel like they're trying to hold it as a true-ish relationship. Because that is the time when you get more caught up in the physical. You're like an adult, but you're not an adult. And you're having...
I think he's... I mean, obviously.
He's older.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I just mean it's easier... Your first couple loves, it's easier to get caught up in the fun part instead of looking long term. He's definitely older, though, and sees the bigger picture, else he would have been like, yeah, sure, run away with me. Let's go.
Right. But also, she needs to understand not everyone in her life is going to do what she wants them to do. And she can't go around them to get other people to get them to do the thing that so like she wants him to leave. And Sunny called her out on it and said, you knew he worked for me when you started dating him. So why do you care now?
Right. But she can't say why it matters now.
No. But that's the thing is that she didn't talk to Dex and say, let me go talk to Sunny. She took it upon herself to do it, which that's what Dex got upset about because he's like, I didn't ask you to do that. Like, don't do that.
I understand that Dex wants to handle his own stuff and that by having Joss handle it puts him in a bad light from Sunny. But I also understand Joss's side of it, of he said he would do anything and hopefully he's not going to ask any questions and I can just say, please let him out and be done. Because if Sunny asks questions, it's actually, again, Michael that should have said, listen, she was with him because she knew that this was happening. So she thought it was going to be done in 6 months and now it's not.
No. Back it up. She got with Dex when she only thought he was working for Sunny. She didn't know he was working for Michael until they had already been together.
But that made staying together easier.
But it's not what she knew at the onset of their relationship.
But she had more information.
I'm with Sunny on this one. But she didn't have that information. She didn't know.
She got more information, which led her to want to be with him.
But if she hadn't had that information, she still would have done it. She still would have been with him because she had already chosen to be with him.
No, because she sat and like had the whole thought process with Carly.
But she still chose.
But she had that information when she chose.
But she not from Michael. She knew that this life with Sunny could be dangerous. The only information that she had when she decided to choose Dex over Cam was... working for Sunny.
She didn't choose Dex over Cam.
Yes, she did. When you sleep with someone before you break up with the person you're with, you are choosing someone else.
No.
Over your boyfriend.
No. She was
you are.
No, she was already done with Cam. She hadn't broken up with him yet.
If you haven't broken up with someone, you're not done with them.
No. Well, that's a technicality with this
It's point. Not a technicality. It is exactly how it is. If you're interested in someone else and not the person you're with him, then break up. You don't get to keep Dex Cam. Because if things hadn't worked out with Dex, she would have gone right back to Cam.
No.
Yes, she would have.
No, she wouldn't have.
She kept him hanging around.
No.
to see if it would work out with Dex before she decided.
No.
Mm-hmm.
You were absolutely wrong. She had not officially broken up with him because she didn't want to hurt him, and she didn't know how to say.
Dipping your well and or to your
whoa what?
Dipping into two ink wells? What is that? Like dip? I know what I'm trying to say.
I'm glad you do.
You can't be like testing out two pools at the same time and use both of them. It's one or the other.
But you're done with the smaller pool. You then just don't know how to tell it because you don't want to hurt its feelings.
Then you tell them because cheating on them is hurting their feelings even more.
I'm not saying that cheating on them was okay.
We've already had this conversation so much.
Yes, because you're attacking Joss unfairly. She was not going to go back to Cam if things did not work out with Dex. She was done with Cam. She just had not told him that yet.
I think she would have hung around, though, because I think she just...
No.
I do.
Nope. She was done. She just didn't know how to tell him she was done. But anyway, I didn't understand why Michael wasn't the stand-up guy that he should be for his sister and say, listen, Dex was involved in some stuff he wants out, or he can't be played the way that he was.
Probably because then Sonny would, even though Michael is his son, he would know that Michael is the one who targeted him. And if you target Sonny, it doesn't matter who you are. And if his own son, like the kid that he sees as his son, was going after him, you just became his enemy. Sonny would not act on hurting Michael this time. He kind of did, though, when he had Avery. He treated Michael like an enemy when Michael had Avery.
Yeah, but I think since they were calling a truce now, it would have been okay.
But again, he's calling a truce on not having all the info.
I mean, if his girlfriend can operate like that, then why can't Michael?
I just think that Michael's going to get, it's going to be found out that, I do think that Sonny is going to find out that Dex is working for Michael, and it's not going to end very well for Michael.
Yeah, but I feel that that's where I feel like Michael would have done better, to just be honest.
Yes, honesty is the best way to handle these things.
Exactly. And then he could have got Dex out for Jaws. All right, what made you annoyed or angry this week?
Oh, a few things.
Go ahead.
I don't feel like we can get there yet. Hold on. Okay, first one can be that Holly said that Ethan is not entirely to blame for his debts because he's so young.
He is not young. I had that same thought. I did not write it down, but I was like, Ethan? Ethan is not young.
No. No. He's not 18, 19 years old just going out into the world. I mean, he is like 30-something years. And if you are 18, 19 years old,
you're still an adult.
Defrauding people.
Still illegal.
You know. I know. That's what I'm saying. Let right. me finish my sentence. That's what I'm saying. If you know how to do that, you know that it's wrong.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Yeah. But especially at 30, no.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe, I think that Ethan is in his 30s.
Well, isn't he has to be.
I don't like to think about
because isn't Michael supposed to be like 34-ish?
Oh, who knows anymore.
And so then that would make Christina like 28-ish.
I want to know at what point they stop actually having ages. It feels like they kind of just stop having ages at some point.
Well, it's hard for us to imagine them being old.
I know. And 35. Oh my goodness gracious.
There you go.
So yes, he is 35.
He's young. Oh, that sounds like such a thing that a crazy mother would say.
Not me.
No, not me either. But yeah. My baby boy, he's only 35.
He doesn't know what he's doing. Yes, he does. Yes, he does, Holly.
Oh, that's hysterical. All right. Anything else?
Oh my, so much. This is like the week of annoyances. Sasha saying, is it cool if I go on set? Sasha doesn't say cool.
No.
Was that just put in there so that Morgan Fairchild's Haven, whatever? It's not cool. Morgan Fairchild doesn't say cool.
No, exactly. I was going to say that was not the correct word for her character to say. Yeah. Is the set ready? Is it appropriate for me to go on stage yet? Anything.
Is it okay? Is it cool?
Is it ready? That would be the correct question. Is the set ready? Can I go on now?
Can I check out the set?
Anything.
Anything other than cool. So Maxie was too sick. to go on the Home and Heart channel
mm-hmm.
to debut the Deceptor.
Mm-hmm.
Got Sasha.
Mm-hmm.
Sasha felt good. Sasha went. Thank goodness Gladys was not there.
Right.
However, her name was Haven, right?
Yeah.
Morgan Fairchild's. Okay. Yeah. Morgan Fairchild's character's Haven is all against her being there
mm-hmm.
because she had a breakdown. And then the director, producer, whatever, is like, but the ratings were great. And not for nothing, you by yourself are not doing so well.
Yep.
So then they get, I think that that other girl was not, the Flora.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she was supposed to be
no.
on. So they called her in.
Right.
And then she has a very compassionate conversation with Sasha and is like, so glad that you're okay. You know, I was worried about you. I'm so sorry that, you know, everything that happened. And then as they're standing there, they're piping in a crying baby as Sasha is talking.
Mm-hmm. And the producer just keeps saying,
that is
make it louder. Make
evil.
It louder.
Bull.
Make it louder.
That's evil. Absolutely evil. And then Cody shows up and says that he's going to streak and start stripping.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't turn it off. And then just like that, he leaves. And
he didn't leave.
Lucy saw him. Well, who saw him?
Brooklyn saw him.
But Sasha didn't see him and mm-mm. she didn't even know about it. That's what I'm saying. Like he didn't come out and say, are you okay? Like he did not go up to them. He
Right. They were on air.
He was so in
he
and out.
He stayed back.
Yes. But he did not stick around for the afterwards, but she got herself together and the Deceptor looks like it's a red light therapy.
Mm-hmm.
So.
They should sell these products.
They should. Well, I already have a red light, but that's okay.
Yeah, but I'm sorry.
I might get another one.
As ridiculous as it sounds, because we are adult women.
A lot.
If they came out with one that was made by a popular company and then said Deceptor General Hospital or whatever, we would want that one over the regular one.
Here's a list of the things that I would like for General Hospital to make that way so I can justify buying them. Foot peels. Foot peels are nice. I do like a good foot peel. Have you tried those yet?
I have. They don't work for me. My feet are ugly. They rip all the dead skin off and then it comes
that's
back
what
in.
They're
disgusting.
Supposed to do.
Oh. I know, but then it comes right back in. All gross.
Say, I'm like, Amanda, wait, that's what that's supposed to do.
Okay. It rips all the dead skin off and for like a day, I'm like, oh, my feet are so soft. And then they're right back to disgusting.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I have awful feet.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, congratulations on your nice feet.
I don't know where else to go with that now. I like a good microdermabrasion scrub.
They really could partner with any major cosmetic manufacturer and have their own line. Avon, Mary Kay, somebody that's in the drugstore or in the like fancier stores. I mean, they do that with everything. Like I said at Christmas time, Madeline got a Barbie mm-hmm. lipstick mm-hmm. and it's a true adult lipstick. It's not, you know, kids cosmetics.
Do you remember
or
that
whatever
stuff that they used to give us?
It was horrible.
Like the pink lipstick.
Horrible.
Ugh.
Horrible. But
these kids, you guys.
I mean, they still sell kids makeup that's crap. I won't let Madeline use that because her skin is very sensitive, as we've also talked about. But like there's a whole, I believe this brand was ColourPop, a whole ColourPop collection.
That's what I have the
of
Star Wars Mandalorian palette
yes.
from. Yes.
Yes. So why
so
are we not
on
our, yeah. Hook up with ColourPop and here's our General Hospital and they can name it fun colors. Like
we've already given them suggestions on this. I forget which episode it was. This is why we need transcript. It's searchable.
It is searchable. But yeah, I just don't get it. I just don't get it. We've had the conversation before, but the more that if you're going to go on a fake home shopping club, go on a real home shopping club.
Okay. Ava's color has to be olive green for her martinis.
That would be good.
Okay. Please. Thank you.
All right, moving on to real storyline.
I guess we could just stick with Cody and
mm-hmm.
his approaching Gladys.
He's looking
Savoy.
Out for Sasha all over the place, and she doesn't even know.
So Cody totally wiped out Gladys at the poker table.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. And then he turns around and asks Scott to represent him.
And Scott says no.
Until he realizes that the Ice Princess necklace is back. And sellable. And so he's going to make Cody sign an affidavit that he is Leopold Taub's son. Ugh.
I don't understand how that is enough. The WSB is going to run a paternity test before they hand you all this money without even you signing anything, or even if you do sign something. Like, that's not something you can just sign and say, yes, it's true.
You think?
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't think about that.
They're absolutely going to. And so are we going to wait and it's going to come out then? Because then Scott's going to be so angry. Like, why didn't you tell me this? But Cody seems like he's hesitating to sign, which he should, because he knows the truth.
Aww. Okay, not everything this week annoyed me. Oh, but Gladys offered Selena Venmo. I thought that was funny.
She did, but in order to Venmo people, she's like, I can write you a check, one that bounces? That does not help.
Right, Venmo can bounce too.
Exactly. All these payment methods that you're speaking of, there has to be money on the other end for it to send over.
Oh, well, no, I highly doubt that she has a credit card with that high of a limit, because you can't attach like a true credit card to Venmo. It doesn't have to just be cash out of your...
Oh, that's true. I did forget that, but I just don't imagine many people have a credit card with an $85,000 limit on it.
Yeah, no.
And if they do, I highly doubt that they're sitting at the poker table. So...
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Okay. Do you have anything good for this week?
No.
Anna came home to Valentine cooking. That was hot.
That was okay. I will give them that scene.
I don't know how she didn't drop that gun though.
I like the way she just like tossed it on the table. Like, I know that she knows her gun safety rules, but yeah. She didn't like put it in a drawer or even set it down nicely. It was like, oh, okay, I don't need this now.
She just has it still in her hand as she melts.
Well, you liked that scene for Valentine because you're in love with him, but
I pretend to be Anna.
I like
picture myself as Anna.
I liked. Maybe you should talk to your therapist about that.
I don't really. No, but like those are the kind
I'm gonna
of
walk in here next week and see pictures cut out all over the place.
Don't
Shannon in his arms. I'm like, I think I'm canceling on you today. I'm sorry.
I don't. I'm just kidding.
But anyway, I like
those kind of love scenes better than the lingerie candle, because that is so much more realistic.
It is. It's something that at our age we would appreciate more. A delicious meal with some
homemade sauce and Chianti is my favorite wine.
Yeah, is much more appreciated than I threw some rose petals on the bed. Now let's go. So I'm with you with that, but what I liked best about that scene was Robert breaking in and being like, can you just help me? Can you just help me decide? I don't know what I'm doing. They're two wonderful women, and I just don't know what to do.
My favorite part was Valentine went back to the kitchen.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not being part of this.
Yeah, he's just like, okay, you handle this. And then when he comes out, he's like, okay, dinner's ready. And Robert's like, I like mine al dente. And he's like, I don't know why I'd ever need to know that.
Exactly.
Like, that was their little... They do like each other.
Oh, yeah.
But their little bickering is just adorable. But then Robert drinks like half the bottle of wine.
Yeah. I just love the friendship between Anna and Robert still, that they can have those. And that she just knows him. She's like, you came here to argue with me about something stupid.
He because said that she didn't prioritize her family. Yeah. I don't know how she didn't pick that gun up.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, so you're just starting stupid fights with me for no reason because there's something else going on. So why don't you get to the point, because I'm not having that discussion with you because you're just a jerk. And then he's like, okay, yeah, you're right. I can't pick between these two amazing women. Exactly. She's like, I know I'm right.
And then she suggests witness protection program instead of choosing. Right. I'm like, oh, that's good.
Yes, I like them. I just like them.
But then Holly goes to Anna and asks for a job. And she's like, no, so the WSB really isn't a fan of mine right now because anyone associated with Frisco basically is on the WSB's shortlist. Being on the shortlist is a bad thing. I feel like that's a phrase that's used when you're being closely watched. Maybe. If not.
Did she say shortlist?
She didn't. I was using
I feel like shortlist is like, being on the shortlist is good because there's only like a few people I would trust. Like, you're on the short list of the people I would trust to watch Madeline.
Okay.
There's not a lot of them.
Yes.
So, yeah. Anyone associated with
the
Frisco
opposite of a short list
is on the do not want list. How about that?
I had a thought about the WSB, but I don't know if we're ready to go there. Are we done with the Holly Anna? Because that was just kind of dumb, in my opinion.
I'm just done with Holly completely. Can we just wrap up all of
Holly? They're ruining her.
So she goes to Anna and is like, well, give me a job. And Anna's like, no. And then she goes for drinks with Felicia. And she's like, oh, it's a good idea for me to go over and talk to Diane. And she sits down with Diane and she's like, you know, Robert and I have like this really long history. And Diane's like,
mm-hmm. Good for you.
And then she's like, and I'm so sorry if we upset you whenever we kissed the other day. That was inappropriate. And she's like, I didn't ever say we were exclusive, so he can kiss whoever he wants. If you found it inappropriate,
I love Diane.
That's on you. So I'm not fighting over a man with you. Like, what is it that you really want to discuss? And Holly basically is like, I'm just telling you that I'm going to win. I felt like we were in high school.
Yeah.
He likes me more than he likes you. And I love Diane's comeback of, really? Because you guys have tried this like 50,000 times.
Right. At which point
do you think this is
going to
work? Right. So why is it going to work now? Mm-hmm. And Holly's like, because I want it to. Okay.
Yeah. It's, I don't.
And then she meets Robert on Pier 54. And it's like, but Robert, I have all these issues, but I don't want you involved, even though I'm going to whine at you about it, because I don't want the man that I love involved. Like, he's supposed to just jump right on and be like, oh, I love you too, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, no, I will always be there for you because we've been friends forever. And if there's something I can do, then let me help you. And that's whenever she gets into more about, you know, Ethan's just a small child. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Right.
So she has to help him. And then they finally come to the conclusion that, yeah, their relationship's not going to work because they're not who they were 30 years ago. And she hasn't changed her bad behaviors, and he is still involved with law enforcement. So where do you want this to go? And then she kisses him all dramatically and is like, goodbye, Robert.
See,
and they're going to see each other in like 3 hours at some bar because she's not leaving town.
Right.
So thanks for the drama that I felt like I was in high school.
When she said goodbye after the cabin explosion and everything like that, like, I cried at that goodbye because that I felt was
a goodbye.
The goodbye. I felt that was the goodbye. And then this happens again.
Right.
And it kind of, it's like a bad sequel.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of ruined the first one.
And the second. And the third.
But before all that, he saw Holly talking with Ms. Wu.
Mm-hmm.
And then he approaches Ms. Wu and is like, what's going on with you and Holly? And she's like, how about you ask her yourself?
Right.
Bye.
Yep.
I loved Nika coming down and being like, excuse me, where are clothes? Yes. How are you in here?
Exactly. Exactly. Did you not see the clothes sign? What are all you people doing in here?
But then Robert was going all crazy trying to get a warrant, and Dante called Matt.
Yeah, that was good. Hey,
so here's my thinking. I think that the PCPD might be working with the WSB, and the whole reason that the WSB offered Curtis a position is so that they could get into the Savoy and track Ms. Wu.
I like that. I'm good with that.
Which I kind of feel bad because Curtis actually was a detective and is qualified enough that it's not super shady that he's being asked. But I think that that's the entire...
I mean, I think it's the combination of it. If he was stupid, they would be like, no, we can't trust him with anything because he doesn't know what he's doing. So all of his PI work is what is bringing them to be like, okay, you're already in this situation and you're not dumb. So here, let's work this out together.
Because they only brought up his past indiscretions with substance abuse, not with...
Mm-hmm.
So... I'm curious, but Curtis is also not that dumb that he wouldn't know that the WSB wouldn't be watching him already. Or maybe he does think, well, the WSB would have already been watching me. They must not have noticed what's going on with Ms. Wu, or they wouldn't have asked me. Mm. I don't know, but I think that that's the long, I think that the PCPD and the WSB are working together, and that's why Curtis has been tapped to take, and they're going to take down Ms. Wu. But it's not going to happen because Ms. Wu's got something going on.
Right. She's smarter than everybody.
Here's one problem I have with her whole thing with Gladys, though. And we talked about this, actually, with Lydia, because we're just first name business. First name. No, with Lydia, our BFF.
I love her.
She sees Ms. Wu as a lover of all women and supporting women. She's a part owner of Deception. Why is she okay with Gladys taking advantage of Sasha?
I don't think she's okay with Gladys taking advantage of...
She suggested it.
Yeah, but I think she knew that Gladys was going to say no. I think the whole reason she started with Gladys to begin with was because Gladys is Sunny's cousin. And so she's just using the means that she has to in order to get Gladys to be so desperate that she has to use the information that she has on Sunny and not use real money.
Okay.
But she doesn't really have any information on Sunny because he's not stupid. He's not giving up information to Gladys.
And she goes to him and asks him to be a partner in Deception. Did she not do her own research on the business? He has been there, done that.
Right.
Why didn't he say, no, you know what? I used to own half the company and it didn't work out so well for me. I did like that he said, so all the stuff going on with Carly, this really would not look good if now...
I'm investing in your stuff. Right. But also, I mean, I've never invested large sums of money into anything, but when you do that, you sign paperwork for it.
Right.
You don't just say, oh, $85,000, here you go, or $89,000, whatever it was, here you go, and hand someone $89,000 without getting a receipt that you have bought stock or whatever into the company. And she's just like, Sunny, I almost said Uncle Sunny. She's like, hey, Cousin Sunny, we're going to get you to buy into Deception. You just want to hand me $89,000?
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to be traceable anywhere that you took this money and he got nothing in return? Going and stealing from Sasha is one thing. Getting Sunny to give you money under false pretenses? Oh.
You just signed your own death warrant?
Yeah. Not a good idea. Mm-mm.
And now Sasha's talking about going and getting her rights back, essentially.
Yeah.
This is not going to end well.
Nope.
Because I don't think Sunny's going to exactly be okay with Gladys having done that to Sasha.
Oh, absolutely not.
Oh, we didn't talk about Diane asking Alexis for advice. That she went to her and was like, I feel so stupid for even asking you this, but I need your help.
I just need you to tell me I'm right.
Right, exactly.
Yes. But that's whenever Holly walked over and was like, I'm just going to tell you, he's mine. Keep your hands off.
No, that was Diane went to Alexis's office for that part.
No.
Because that was earlier in the week, wasn't it?
No, they were. When they sat down for drinks, that was what she said to her. Because Alexis showed up a couple minutes late and was like, oh, stuff's been going on at work, but I'm not going to get into that with you.
Yes. Sorry.
It's okay.
Was last weekend scene with Alexis and Diane in her office?
Maybe.
Okay. Ooh, Anna, Ava, and Laura all received notes for the reading of Victor's will.
Yeah.
So it's Helena part two?
Sure. I really
Is it going to be a video that they just turn off halfway through and...
right. I don't want to hear this.
Seriously, can we just finish this video so that we might know?
Where is that video? Let's go back and watch that. Maybe that's what Victor's going to play. Here's the rest of Helena's because she didn't watch it at the first one.
Yeah, maybe. But then Laura, I like that Alexis brought over a gift for Ace.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I thought he might be not feeling well, so here's a present. But Alexis offers a job to Esme, just like Nina offered a job to Nell.
Yep.
Like, please tell me I'm not the only one that put that together.
Nope, it was the same. But Esme took it, like, it took her a minute to get to the point where she said yes, and she's still like, I know you guys are trying to set me up somehow, which is good. She should be cautious of everyone, but it's going to pay her, and it has childcare. So
I love that when she was so excited. You mean that I get to bring him to work with me? Yay!
Yeah. I don't have to leave him home with Laura and Spencer.
And then they go to the office, and Sam is there, and Esme's like, but your last name's McCall.
Mm-hmm.
But you're a Cassadine? And Alexis is like, it's a long story. The day we released the history of Alexis and Sam.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, that was perfect timing.
She's like, we'll get to it another time. That's just too much information for today. Go finish out the rest of your HR paperwork.
Like, you will understand exactly why. Because, I mean, and she did say, who said it? Did she say it to Esme or did she say it to Spencer about Ace is a Cassadine and we need to be taking care of Esme? Somebody said that to somebody.
Like, wasn't that when her and Laura were talking?
That might have been it. That general conversation was happening is, we still have to take care of the kid, so we have to take care of Esme too.
Right. Right, because Esme's like, I'm leaving. Where are you going? I don't know. Well, how are you going to pay for it? I have a trust fund. You don't have access to that. Still, I have one. What?
That's great. I have $1 million somewhere. Where is it? I don't know. I haven't earned it yet.
You should start spending it right now. I should because start. According to Esme, it's still yours. I'm glad that they're giving her a job and a purpose, though. Mm-hmm. I hope that that moves along well.
Me too.
And then Sam and Alexis had to talk about Gregory for a minute in case he needed to take a short nap during the week.
I mean, really, there was no point to it.
Like, hey, you still talking to him? Oh, yeah, he showed up here the other day. Oh, did you talk about why he was sick, but you can't tell me? Yeah, that's what we talked about. Oh, okay. I hope he feels better. Me too. You should probably call and check on him. Okay, I might do that.
Meanwhile, the conversation should have been, oh, so you just hired Esme. Let's talk about that new development and how's the baby?
Yep.
But that's a more natural. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Yes. I wanted to take a nap then. I wanted to take a nap when Portia kept going on and on about how she hates Spencer.
Oh my goodness.
16,000 different people this week, it felt like, every time she opened her mouth. We have to get her away from Spencer. And then that was, I think you said, Friday's headline where Taggart is finally like, what are you talking about?
Right. Like, that's the dumbest thing you can do right now.
It's just going to cause more issue. He actually was decent to her.
Right. He's like, she would not be here if it was not for him. I mean, okay, granted, she wouldn't have been on the Haunted Star if it wasn't for him too, but.
But she followed him on the Haunted Star. He didn't say, hey, come with me.
Right.
So Portia needs to understand that. Like, kids do dumb things sometimes, and I will call them kids because they're actually young adults. Because, well, people just do stupid things.
Well, we also have
sometimes
kids their age, so there's that.
Yes.
If my son follows a girl on the boat and then the boat blows up.
It's not the girl's fault.
Unless she asked him to go.
Exactly.
If she didn't. I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
Right. Dangerous situation. She didn't ask you to get yourself into and you walked on the boat anyway? Hello? Mm-hmm.
So my kid is not perfect.
Mm-mm.
But this has nothing to do with my kid, so.
Oh, but I just mean any kid. You don't get to blame it on the other person.
Right.
Kid, adult,
right,
whatever. If I follow you somewhere I'm not supposed to be and get hurt, it is my fault for following you, not yours for going there in the first place.
Trina's not going to go back to mom. And Spencer's not that bad. And Taggart's like, I'm not exactly a fan, but
I mean, you can
he's not a bad.
Right. You can still have some reservations about him because he was a jerk in some ways for so long. But you also have to give him credit for what he's doing now, and where he's being a jerk now is being concerned about his baby brother.
And that's what Taggart was saying. He's like, he's really stepped up when it's come to his brother, and he took care of Trina, you know?
Yeah, if you come
and now
to me...
He's basically an orphan now.
Right.
So why don't you be a good influence in his life? And even though he's a young adult, not having a parental figure is certainly impacting him.
Right.
Help him.
Yes.
I did like that Trina told Spencer how she felt whenever she saw all of them leave.
Yes.
Because that was something that bothered both of us last week, mm-hmm. but they talked about it. So thank you.
Yep. They seriously have the most adult relationship of anyone seriously. On the show. They like talk through their feelings and stuff. They don't just
jump into bed and then say, wait.
Or kiss their ex-husband and then be like,
are you kidding me?
Right?
Right? What part of that entire conversation even led to that? That's what I was talking about with the Dex thing. Like, there were just dumb kisses all over the place that made no sense.
Yeah.
It's not like he and Joss were, like, so close to each other that, you know, like, it was just the, well, that was driving me crazy. Well, that was driving me crazy. And then, boom, you know, it was, he literally walked like, away her, and ran right back. And it's like, no. And then Jordan just holds his hand and is like, you know, I've always supported you. And then Curtis took, like, two big steps.
Yeah. Yeah, and that wasn't just like a, that wasn't a, oh, wait, we need to stop. That was a kissing. And then
he wanted to leave.
Yeah.
Why didn't Nika walk in then? And, oh, I would have loved for her to be like thrown down.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing? You are married.
Exactly.
Mm-mm.
And Curtis is not a cheater. Like, this is what got all of this into the whole mess. That was the reason that him and Portia broke up 1,000 years ago was because he didn't want to be the
with
side
someone
person.
Married.
Yeah.
Right.
And now he's
kissing Jordan.
I'm just happy. I was happy that Jordan was like, wait a minute, back up. We need to have a conversation. You need to figure your stuff out. But I didn't like that they made her go right back to, well, of course I'm still in love with you, blah, blah, blah. We just went through this a couple months ago when they were accusing her of not mailing the papers because Stella had misplaced them or whatever.
They never really finished that one either.
Yeah. And she was like, no, I want the best for you. We're friends, blah, blah, blah. I'm not so in love with you. And now one kiss, boom. Oh yeah, I've always been in love with you.
No.
Mm-mm.
And it's not, okay, cheating on someone because they cheated on you does not cancel it out.
No.
Like, that isn't how that, it's wrong. And it's not, but it's not like Portia just did it.
Right.
Yes, he just found out about Trina possibly being his child, but it's not, it's a totally different
feeling. If he wants to divorce Portia because she lied to him, he is completely justified. That was a huge lie. It does not matter how many years ago it happened. Yeah, okay, be done. File the paperwork. And then if you discover you're in love with Jordan, go back to her and have at it. But do not cheat. That's just, mm-mm. But I was really glad that Jordan stopped it and was like, no. Because if they would have had them actually hook up, I would have been so mad.
Okay, so I watched it in the morning, like the day after.
Okay.
And I woke up my son. Like, he thought there was something wrong because I was just so...
Your poor kids. How many of mad you times have you done that to them now?
But I was just so mad about it.
Yeah.
Curtis isn't a cheater.
No. Nope. Nope. Nope.
Mm. That may... Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how to segue into anything else from that. My last note, I'm sure you have more because you always write more, but my last one is that they're saying that Molly can't have her own kids. I really hope if they're doing this storyline, we've talked about it before, but I really hope if they're doing this storyline that they go all in and give the world an education, because to just say, oh, she's infertile, they won't carry a baby traditionally, and drop it is going to make me angry. There's
but
so
we just said
many...
that we don't want them to, so that way they can just jump to the adoption and they can raise a special needs child.
Well, if they're going to go that route, then that's fine. But if it ends up with, if next week she just magically ends up pregnant and it's a miracle,
I'm going to be angry. No.
There are tons of different procedures and medicine and whatever that she could go through, that there is a chance that she could still carry a baby herself. It's just not the same percentage that she would have, you know, chance of success that she would have had before if she didn't have this issue. So if they want to explore all those options and then say, oh yeah, something worked, cool. But if next week it's just oh, it's a miracle.
No,
we're
like
gonna
she cannot be pregnant
happened.
In the next 3 to 4 months.
Yeah. Like, no.
No.
So.
Can't, you don't do what you did with Willow.
Right.
Basically. So. No, I agree. Because when they said that, I was like, ugh.
I really felt bad for her. And I love the fact that, again, TJ and her, one of the more adult conversations or adult couples, like, sat there and talked it out. And
right.
He's like, you know, whatever you need, blah, blah, blah. I can't imagine how you feel. And she's like, but this isn't just about me. And he's like, yeah, but you're the one that's really feeling this right now.
Like, she feels like a failure.
Right. So.
She's not. I'm just saying.
Right. That's what she feels like.
A frequent feeling.
If you're someone who has wanted to have children, in your mind, most likely, the fantasy was, I'm going to grow up and find somebody.
2.5 kids in the white fence.
Right. Yeah. Carry my own baby. I don't know very many people who are like, oh, I'm going to grow up and pay someone else to carry my baby. Not that there's absolutely anything wrong with that at all, but it's just not the
usually
fantasy
not
they
the
plant
first
in your head.
Go to, right.
Right. You don't read many fairy tale books about, and then they had, there should be more.
I was just
there, like,
about
absolutely.
That. Like,
should
there really
books
should
about
be.
Because other, if you have a previous child, they should be understanding some of these things. But yeah, it's not. And then Cinderella grew up and used a surrogate, blah, blah, blah. That, like, the story just doesn't go that way. So she has every reason to be upset that what she pictured is not happening.
This is when we could really use Serena to come back.
Yeah.
Although, I mean, her birth was done differently because Dominique was sick. So therefore, she was dying.
Right.
Sick. I mean, Molly is obviously sick. The thing is, though, so they were kind of grilling her about, but you've never complained about having pain and stuff like that. If you've only experienced something one way.
Right. You don't
you
know that
only
it's...
know.
Yeah.
That to be normal. So you're normal. You know, that's. So if she's only ever, I know women who have excessively painful periods. I don't know if they know what it's like to not.
Right. And that's not something until you get into a really good friendship with someone that you discuss the first, you know, week of talking
that
to someone.
That was our first conversation.
No, it was not.
Jeez.
So that's probably not something that Molly's bringing up to her friends or even her sisters. Like, you talk about the fun of relationships. You
I
don't
do feel like
there.
She should have talked to her sisters at some point about it, though, just to see. Do they also, you know, just because.
Right. It would
have
made
she could have been
sense.
Like having horrible, horrible cramps, and Chrissy would have been like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Because they actually both share paternal genes because their dads are brothers.
Right.
Ugh. So but there right. is some kind of like a family.
Mm-hmm. No, it would make sense.
Tree there.
It would make sense that Molly would have asked for Advil or something, and Christina would have been like, oh, really? Are you in that much pain? Blah, blah, blah.
Because, but that is more common. Is
right.
That's, and you're like, wait, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And then they're like, what are you talking about? You don't experience this? And then that's how you find out, oh, maybe something needs to be looked at.
Yeah. So, anyway. Hope they do the storyline right, or else they decide not to have kids the traditional way and go into a really great adoption storyline. Did you have anything else?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead. What I miss?
So James and Liesl were at Kelly's.
Oh, yeah.
And they were, and Cody walks in with Scott after they were just talking about the stuff, and they're like, what are you celebrating? And I'm sitting here going, oh my gosh, James's birthday is on Sunday. They're actually giving him a birthday. And they did not. Can we just give the boy a birthday?
Nope.
Please.
Nope. They're celebrating end of preschool.
It's the weekend of his birthday.
No.
I was so excited for it. I was like, oh my gosh, they're finally
it's happening.
Doing it. And no. Liz was like, well, I'm taking him out for a birthday brownie or something like that. Or we're getting cupcakes to bring home or a cake to bring home to celebrate his birthday later. But no, his moving up ceremony. But apparently, and I like, they're setting it up. Oh no. We're going to run out of episodes.
Yep.
Because we've been talking about wanting them to set up for, she didn't say Lila's kids.
She did
though.
Not say Lila's kids.
He's
She's
going
camp,
to
like
a
going
camp.
Away, send away camp.
And he's afraid of horses. And Cody's like, I can help you. Thank you for mentioning Leo, because Leo's also not been seen for a while, which has to change. And, but Cody was like, well, you're friends with Leo. So maybe
right,
you know,
come on over.
All of us can go hang out with the horses, you know? Mm-hmm. So I like that. I like that, except for the kid needs a birthday party.
I was fine with it until James was like, do you like ice cream? Here, sit down and share my sundae. You just met this man today. Don't share your ice cream. It's all yours. You're allowed to eat it. It's okay.
Maybe he's just a generous kid.
Well, that's odd. I wouldn't share ice cream with anyone. Especially if I knew it was supposed to be my birthday ice cream, too.
Serious? Yeah.
All right.
I can't get over that it was this weekend, too.
So close. No. Mm-mm.
No.
Not his birthday.
No, but I think that's it.
Do-do-do. Reality check.
So what's your reality check? Did you skip a birthday?
I did not skip a birthday. Like, I really didn't have anything. I know I keep saying this, like, oh, I did nothing, but I really did nothing this week. It was kind of great because Madeline this weekend is all about Madeline.
I was
going to
say, I'm like, you definitely have a very busy weekend.
Yes. So, Thursday, she had to stay after school to practice for her violin recital that is on Monday.
Aww.
And then she had dance Tuesday. It was supposed to also be Thursday, but it was then Friday too, to practice for her recital, which is tomorrow. And right now, her and Ryan are at a little carnival that the school is doing to celebrate the end of the year. And they did a tour because she moves up to the older elementary school now. So they took them on a tour on Friday by bus up to get to tour the big kids' school and whatever. So it's just been an all about Madeline week, and nothing has been about me. So
I had a heck of a week with stuff with my daughter services. Got denied for something, which I knew we were going to be denied the first time. But to read the paper, found out that two of her providers didn't even submit reports. Nobody called me to tell me that they weren't able to get in contact with these two providers.
Oh, absolutely not.
And so now I have to appeal everything. And it's just so maddening. And I basically just had a panic attack this week. Like, I'm not exaggerating. It was a full-blown, not very good situation. Because it's just hard. Because, like, yeah, I'm not going to go too much into it.
No.
But it's just,
it's the same problem we've talked about many times in the whole services necessary for people of different abilities, that you expect people to do their job and they don't. And then that ends up messing up what you thought you had in progress, because you can't do it without everything.
5 years to get people set up to become an adult.
Yep.
And I really struggle with sharing some things on Facebook because I like to do it the same way I do here. Like, it's more educational, just to, this is what is going on at your friend's house that you're like, I don't understand their life. This is what's happening.
Right.
You know, behind the scenes. So, like, that's kind of where. And people need to be aware of the fact that the entire resource system is so messed up. But I also feel, so it was disability, and we are actually required to get her disability because at one point she's going to lose access to everything she has right now. And the next step, disability is supposed to supplement where there's a lack or inadequate services. So that'll kind of help cushion that, because originally I wasn't even going to apply because I'm like, we're not loaded, but we
have to show that you applied for every resource necessary.
And it's just so messed up. And everyone's like, well, they get denied the first time. And then we're still having trouble getting her in with a specialist because the specialist requires that all services be switched over to them. And I'm like, I will literally sign a paper saying, and like one of them is her therapist, and she has a great relationship with this therapist. And it's not in her best interest to just uproot her. And I'm like, I will sign a paper saying you can put me in jail if she stops going to therapy. Like, what do you want? And nobody will take her. And somebody said, I have a recommendation for you because I did post about it on Facebook and now I'm kicking myself for why didn't I share this sooner? But whatever.
Mom, go.
So I contacted the person that was recommended. Don't accept her insurance. They specifically do what we need, exactly what we need, coordination of care.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out that her supports coordinator is away on medical leave.
Oh my gosh.
The one that we just got hooked up with in November. that helped us get everything on track. So I had a 2-hour long meeting with her supervisor on Thursday too. And the worst part is she says I'm on track. And yet I feel like there's nothing going right. Yay. And of course, I'm the only one handling it. So that's fun. But other than that,
here's hoping for a better week next week.
My husband and I went to a fundraiser last night. Well, it wasn't a fundraiser. It was like a recognition dinner for an organization called Mad Dads. And I was not familiar with it. It's actually a national organization. It's Men Against Destruction, Defending Against Drugs and Social Disorder.
Oh, nice.
And it was I don't want to say it's a really cool organization, but it's a great organization. I'm really glad that I'm now aware of it. His company that he works for a nonprofit, but they were like a sponsor for it. So because he works in the development department, we got to go. So that was nice. And then today I had my women's retreat at my church. That was really, really good. And talked about being steadfast. And I'm like, yep. And today is May 20th. And it's actually to the day, 14 years after my daughter was diagnosed.
Oh, wow.
So lots of thoughts going on during the retreat of holy cow, how much has changed in the past 14 years. And then here we are again. So I guess I'm not that delightful this week. I'm sorry.
Just raise the sunshine.
Yep. But we're going to have fun in a minute because we're going to play Guess Who.
I'm so excited.
So yeah, join us on Thursday as you listen to us play General Hospital Guess Who.
Have a good week.
And we'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review. And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.